You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Getting towed is never fun, and thanks to all the fees that come along with it, many people can't afford to get their cars back, which then go off to auction to recoup those penalties. What happens to the rest of the money? For years, the Department of Motor Vehicles has been collecting millions of dollars in profits from these sales if owners don't collect that money within a certain amount of time. But here's the catch. The DMV doesn't actually have to tell you that money is available. Now, state lawmakers are trying to close this legal loophole. Baronda Lyons has been looking into this situation for more than a year. She's an investigative reporter for the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Baronda, your reporting started last March. How did you first learn about this loophole with the DMV?
Yes, so this story actually started because someone reached out to me about their car that was towed and so sold. And so I was just trying to confirm that the person's car was actually towed and sold, and because the person didn't have any paperwork. So I was just flipping through the DMV website and I saw that they kept information about lane sales. So I asked for the data from the lane sales. And then I noticed that there was a line for how much money was left over. And I thought, huh, that's interesting. And then I got someone on the DMV from the DMV to speak with me. And then that's when I learned that anytime there's excess money from a lien sale, that money goes to the DMV. And then I worked backwards to try to understand how the system works. And that's when I found out that the DMV is not required to notify owners, and it doesn't, when they have money left over.
Well, I can see how that would spark your curiosity and raise a lot of questions. Tell us a little bit more about how you actually went about this investigation.
Yes. So once I had the data set, I, talked to the DMV. They worked with me. And I, initially thought, well, surely if people have money left over that they would get, go to the controller's website. And, anytime you have money left over from the state of California, you go to the controller's website, you look up your name and you see, okay, I have this much money and this is how I request it. What I learned was that the process with the DMV, the DMV information does not go over to the state website for unclaimed funds. And then B, it's very hard. It was hard, nearly impossible to figure out how you could ask for your money back. And once I figured that out, I knew that we had a story. The part was trying to find the people. And so what we were able to do is get some of the VIN and license plate numbers, and some of that information is available for reporters. And so I just reached out to numerous people, and finally I heard back from some people whose cars had been sold for sure, but they had no idea that there was any money left over, in several cases, thousands of dollars.
So, Baronda, as we all know, obviously getting towed, it's no fun. But for people who aren't familiar with what comes next, what happens that leads to these cars going up for auction?
Yes. So when someone's car is towed, it goes to typically a towing or storage yard, and you have to pay the fees. So the storage fees, the fee for towing the car, the penalties for the reason why your car was towed, maybe you owe too many tickets, but you have to pay all of these fines and fees before you could get your vehicle back. And what I learned is that in many cases, people have the money and fine, they can go on about their business. But for cars that sit at a towing yard for an extended period of time, a lot of times the people don't have the money to get their vehicles back. And once you're looking at thousands of dollars in fees and penalties, and your car may be worth, $2,000, a lot of people may say, okay, well, I'll just walk away and they'll get their money back when they sell my vehicle. And so that's typically how these things work. You don't pay your fees, you don't pay the penalties, and then the towing yard has the authority to sell your vehicle to recoup their costs.
Thousands of dollars, that is serious money, and it makes it really difficult. We've talked before on Insight about how California is facing high costs of living, housing is in short supply, there's an affordability crisis. What can be the barriers to getting your car back, and what kind of an impact can that have on the lives of people with low income?
Yeah, one of the barriers really is the money. I mean, you're looking at thousands of dollars in fees and fines that people just may not have. And in a lot of ways, because of the housing crisis in California, you're seeing more and more people use their vehicle for housing, you know? So people who don't have a lot of money, their vehicles may be towed and sold. And if they have any money left over after that process, it would probably be great for them to know about it. But as I learned in this story, you know, the state doesn't notify people.
That's got to be one of the most frustrating parts. Okay, so owners have up to 3 years to claim the profits from these lien sales, but the state law doesn't require the DMV to tell them this money exists. So how much has California collected from these auctions over the last decade, and what does this money get used for?
So they've collected about $8 million on 5,300 car sales since 2016 to the time I did the story, which was I started in 2025. And the money goes to the DMV Motor Vehicles Fund, which funds it's used to support Highway Patrol and also the DMV. So that's where the money sits. And if you don't claim it in those 3 years, then it stays there forever.
But Rhonda, is there a sense of how many people are asking for their money back? Was there a way to track them?
No, it wasn't. I would say very, very few. When I asked the DMV how many people requested their money back, they didn't have a number for me. What I realized is unless you follow the vehicle from point A to point B to point C, then chances are you have no idea that you had this money or you have this money and it, you know, kind of sits. And so, there was no real way to know if people requested their money. I would go out on a limb and say that there are very few people who requested their money back, A, because they didn't know how, and then B, once you even requested the money back, the DMV system was so convoluted, sometimes you had to request multiple times.
You spoke with several people who found themselves in this situation during the course of your investigation. One of them was Larry Venema. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yes. So Larry was arrested. He had a truck, and the truck was fairly new when it was towed. Because of the time he was in jail, he didn't have the money to get the car out, so he kind of walked away from it. By the time I talked to him, the 3 years had already bypassed, so he couldn't get his money back. But it was over $10,000 in profit that the DMV got, but he couldn't receive that. Let me rephrase that. I think it was like $7,000 that he got, that the DMV got from his vehicle, but he couldn't get it back because the 3 year window had closed. And when I spoke with him, he was actually shocked. He knew nothing about this. He knew nothing of what became of the car. He kind of just walked away from it because he didn't have the money. And, you know, he just walked away.
And we have part of your conversation with Larry. We're going to go ahead and play that.
So that was your only car?
That was it.
And when did they tow it? How long has it been?
God, it's been 4 years, 5 years.
Well, you only get 3 years to claim your money. So I hope you didn't run out of the... I hope it didn't, you know...
Well, hopefully I didn't run out of time, but I will definitely check it out. Yeah, no, unfortunately, nobody's ever said a word.
That is so tough. Baranda, when you started looking into this issue, if someone wanted to get their money back, what was the process for doing so? Did anything surprise you?
Well, they had a number that you could call the lien sale unit and try to get your money back. And then the DMV had a form where you could fill out the form and try to get your money back. But even that was hard for people to navigate because a lot of people don't know about the lien sale unit. And so they would reach out. I had one person I spoke with, he reached out to the DMV and they denied his claim initially. And then he had to reach out to me again. And once I asked the DMV, he finally got the money back, which was about about $5,400, which is a significant amount of money.
You're listening to Inside here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters reporter Baronda Lyons about an investigation into a legal loophole that lets California DMV hold on to the profits from auctioned car sales. Okay, so Baronda, you spoke with another person, Stephen McAllister, who went through the refund process with his sister Joan's car. Can you give us a little background on what happened to the two of them?
Yes. So Stephen, his sister was older. She had gotten ill with having some dementia symptoms, and her car was parked in the city of San Francisco, and it kept getting tickets and tickets and tickets. And finally they towed it, but she was in the hospital, and her brother found out about the car and he became her conservator. But it was a long process. And by the time he found out about the car, when he looked at it online, they wanted more in fees than the car was worth. And so he said, okay, well, the car is already paid for. They're likely not going to make their money back based on how much they're telling me she owes. So I'm just going to, you know, let it be auctioned. Well, he never heard anything about it. And then I called him and I said, hey, did you know you had like $5,400 at the DMV? And he said, what? I never heard of this. And the reason why is because the amount that they said he owed online was inaccurate. It was double what he actually owed. So he started the process to get his money back.
$5,400 sitting at the DMV. That's amazing. Here's a little bit of what Stephen told you about his initial experience.
I contacted the Department of Motor Vehicles, and I filled out the form they had and sent in all the information, and I waited and waited. And after a couple months, I called them up, and they didn't seem to have any record of me sending anything in. So I sent it all in again, and this time certified mail. Then after a couple more months, I got that letter saying that they had refused to do the refund because it was supposedly a lien sale. And then I sent that letter to you and said, what's up with that?
Okay, so following up on Stephen's case, he contacted you. What ended up happening to him?
He got his money. I asked the DMV. They said it was a mistake. And a few weeks later, he got the check. And the check, unfortunately, was made out to his sister who had passed. So then they had to send another check made out to the estate, which he was the executor of the estate. So eventually, he got the money. And then he ended up donating it to CalMatters because he said he really didn't need it and he likely would not have known about it if I hadn't reached out to him. Now, I didn't ask him to donate it to CalMatters. That's just what he wanted to do because he said he felt like more people in California needed to know about this system and more people who could benefit from their money need to know that it's available at the DMV. And so that's what became of it.
That is quite an amazing story. That is really something. Baronda, following your initial reporting on this loophole, CalMatters ended up developing a tool to help car owners. What does it do?
You can type in your license plate or VIN number and see if the DMV has excess money for you. Since we've developed the tool, the DMV shortly after developed the exact same tool for their website. So now on the department's website, you can actually search and see if they have excess money that needs to be claimed by you. So this is really useful for Californians who've had their cars towed and may be curious if they have money at the DMV. They can now go to the DMV website and search it. Now, you still have the 3-year window, so keep that in mind.
So things are moving forward there. Since your investigation has been released, there's also efforts in the legislature to close this loophole. Tell us about this new bill and the changes it would make.
Yes. So the new bill would require the department to notify owners within 14 days of receiving the surplus, detailing the amount and how the owner can claim their money. So that would be a significant shift. And it would also require those notices to be sent through certified mail with a return receipt. Now, that bill currently is in the Senate Appropriations Committee. So we'll see if it makes it out. But there is some, at least some lawmakers are trying to address this issue.
And does that bill have much support, much opposition? Tell us about that.
Well, it's one of those bills where it's not urgent. It didn't have any registered, according to the bill analysis, it didn't have any registered opposition or registered supporters. A few weeks ago, though, the Senate Appropriations Committee did come out and say that this would have some physical impact. But one of the things it noted is that this money goes to the motor vehicle account and that the motor vehicle account currently is, underfunded and exceeding with expenditures exceeding the revenues by about $60 million per year. So, you know, I don't know where that will land. The report didn't seem like the lawmakers, it didn't seem like it would be financially prudent for California to sort of take that money and, or work harder to give Californians their money back. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, because it goes into an account that's already overdrafted. So.
And last thing here, Baranda, just stepping back, looking at the big picture, what are some of your takeaways from this overall investigation?
My biggest takeaway is that sometimes there are loopholes and things that are making that need to be addressed. And at the end of the day, this money does not belong to the state of California. It belongs to vehicle owners, and the state, what I noticed, is not doing much to ensure that those vehicle owners know that they have money available and are able to easily claim it. And so my takeaway is these kinds of stories matter because they can affect someone's bottom line. And I'm happy that the story had some impact, and hopefully it will be useful to people who've had their cars towed and sold.
It looks like it definitely has had an impact. Baranda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Baranda Lyons is an investigative reporter for Cal Matters. We've been talking about a legal loophole that lets the DMV hold the profits from auction car sales because most owners don't know that money is theirs. Still ahead, have you ever wanted to see the spaces where your favorite artists work and learn more about their processes and techniques? We'll learn more about the Davis Art Studio Tour this weekend. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.